Streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling.
Hit them up, move them out.
Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good Beatles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
Hit them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, move them on, hit them up.
Rawhide. All right, I want to play a report here. You don't know what's happening in Iran. It could be a foreshadowing of Trump saying he's about to back the opposition. I have a guest on covering that in the next, not this hour, next hour. Mike Lindell's coming up. But first, I wanted to get to this Iran situation. We got some breaking news on ICE saving more kidnapped children with local law enforcement in Arizona. Stay with us. Like deja vu. I thought Rowdy Piper was in this movie. He was a great guy. He was on the show a few times. He was a listener. I know he was fighting heart failure when he was on. He died right after he was on the show. What a great guy. We should re-upload that whole interview to X and Rumble. Crazy about AI is that's about what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago. I lost some weight from the wall, got fat again. But with camera, it puts weight on you. But when you look at yourself in a mirror, you know what you look like? It's like crazy. I actually looked like that at one point. How AI did this, I have no idea. It's just getting better and better. It's crazy. Gonna be a radio listener. I'm playing an AI version of myself and They Live. He kind of wakes up, puts the glasses on. Oh, Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell. Makes a cameo.
I said, what's your problem?
Don't worry, Hillary shows up too.
Today, sir.
Okay, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Thank you, sir. Here you are, sir. Thank you.
And really, this is a great metaphor for what I've done, what I've tried to do. I just want people to, like, look for themselves. It's like, put the glasses on. Just start looking at it from another angle. Don't believe me. Just
hey,
please.
Buddy, you gonna pay for that or what? Look, buddy. I don't want no house today. Either pay for it or put it back.
Definitely there. It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism. Our ideal of vision.
I've got one that can see.
Great job, Jeremy Breen, on that. He got way more views on his X channel than mine because mine's throttled. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
There's Mike Lindell on screen. He's working right up to the second he goes on. Mike, go back for a minute. I got a clip I'm going to play. Go back to you. People know you're there. Mike Lindell is on fire, running for governor. He is in the front running now in most polls. He was number three when he announced, even though it was late in the game. I think we're looking at the next governor if we can mitigate the fraud there. This is so massive, a true son of Minnesota, a true American pioneer, the true American success story. We'll go to him in just a moment. But I want to just illustrate what you're not getting from the corporate news. And that's that Jonathan Ross, a veteran, military veteran, veteran of ICE, 10 years, almost killed last year, drug, 300 feet, stitches all over his body, arms, legs. You've seen the photos, just everything torn open. By a convicted child rapist that Democrats had let out of jail. Now we learned that Jonathan Ross, and you can see her hit him hard. I mean, you hear the impact from his own cell phone footage. And she hits him and boom. They go, oh, well, we don't know that's inclusive. But then the corporate media won't show the footage from a Ring camera ahead of it showing him bounce off the hood and barely survive. And that's right when he pulls the trigger. Instead, the left's putting out all these screenshots because they won't show you the video from behind saying when he's out standing at the side of the car walking over a minute earlier that's him shooting her because he had his gun out then. These people are sick. They're engaged in major deception. So, ICE agent who shot Renee Good, professional agitator, sent there to do this, suffered internal bleeding, officials say. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent who fatally shot Renee Good last week in Minneapolis, Jonathan Ross, suffered internal bleeding to the torso following the incident, according to U.S. officials briefed on his medical condition. And they go into his, he had extensive bleeding. Well, you can hear it. I mean, it's like, boom. I mean, she hits him hard. And he didn't say, oh, I accidentally pulled the trigger when she hit me, because that's when he hits him, and then boom, boom, boom. No, he said, I did it because I was worried there were other officers behind me. She was going to run him over. Because, you know, the wife says, drive, drive, drive. And she's like, we're about to get you. You know, you want some, you're about to get some. Drive, 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 baby. Boom. I mean, it's like in a gunfight. Feel your hand, bitch. You know, I mean, this is like the standoff at high noon. ICE agent who fatally shot leftist activist Renee Good. Remember, the first they said she lived there. She took a wrong turn. They knew it was all lies. She tried to run him over, suffered internal bleeding. He's been in the hospital before for this. So just remember that that's not going to be anywhere on the corporate news. I've checked nobody, not ABC, not CNN, not CBS. They will not show the different camera footage from in front of her hitting him with the car and him flying up over the hood and almost dying. I mean, she hits him. He's like, you know. And I guess had the forethought when he's being hit, she hits him. And you hear the boom, 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 boom. Like a movie. Like Matrix or something. Where Agent Smith's shooting at him and Neo's shooting back. I mean, it's, you know, she's got a 4,000-pound salvo. Final thing I want to play before we go to Mike Lindell, because it sets this all up, is I've told, and General Flynn has told Tom Homan and others said, listen, we know you're busy, but you got to get embedded media with you. You've got to get ahead of all this stuff. We said this months ago. And we know with now 50,000 kids they found, they've rescued, another 100,000 they found, with they're rescuing thousands a week now. You got to somehow blur their faces out and start getting this out. Because I know they're juveniles and that all gets sealed, but you got to show what you're doing because this is hero stuff. And in many cases, like in Minnesota where they get attacked, they're going to save kids. In one case, a few months ago, they saved like 15 kids. You see it all the time. They're getting shot at pot farms, and they save a bunch of little kids that are there in sex slavery in California. It's insane. You've got to show it. Well, the sheriff's department was willing to do it. This is out of Arizona. Law enforcement officers from two different countries working together with feds and local sheriff's department to rescue an 8-year-old boy from a cartel human trafficking operation. And so finally, people are able to see some of this. We need more of this. We need to humanize this because they're like, oh, look, this poor woman got arrested yesterday in Minnesota. No, she drove into a shutdown area, was acting all suspicious, cussing at him, wouldn't get out of the car. They arrested her. We've got to get this stuff out. Here's the clip.
Ya sabes que este niño no debe estar aquí, que estás trayendo este niño ilegalmente. Lo quiero escuchar de ti, que ya sabes.
Start it over. So I'm going to try to read the Spanish for radio listeners who don't speak Spanish. But again, you got some blob, and you can look at the room. It's obviously a sex operation. There's a little boy all curled up in the corner with some blob. You know, we know what's going on here. And this is the type of crap that is going on, folks. This is what the Democrats set up. This is who they are. So when they call Trump a pedo with no evidence, no, you're the party of pedos. So let's start it over. Go ahead. Go.
Ya sabes,
you know this child shouldn't be here.
Niño no debe estar aquí, que estás
You're bringing this child illegally.
Lo quiero escuchar.
They're going to do, who knows sabes. What, you know.
Tú sabes
you
lo
know
que
what you're doing.
This originated out of Cochise County where a child trafficker ran by the criminal cartels trafficked this 8-year-old boy up through my county into Pinal County where your deputies work alongside the Cochise County Sheriff's Department interdiction team and trafficking unit brought justice for this little boy.
Y por eso, ¿cuánto te están pagando?
No,
¿cuánto?
No me pagaron. Me iban a dar nada.
Señora,
más.
Te están pagando algo.
Me iban a dar solo $500.
$500.
Para...
¿Puedes ir con nosotros?
Okay. Well, when they got the call, my deputies didn't hesitate to run down to Eloy, meet with the little boy, make him safe, make him feel comfortable. And you can see on camera where he is visibly relieved when he can finally tell the truth and didn't have to give coached answers that he had been trained to give, to include a false name.
Él se llama Morgan.
That little boy is now safe and secure as we try to get him back into his family. But most important is that child trafficker, that adult, is not going to face the criminal justice system through the federal government.
Wow.
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 Remember Obama said 12 years ago, if you can get across the border with a kid, we'll let you in. And they would smuggle the same kids over and over again who've been kidnapped. This is the evil of these people. Absolute, total, complete evil. Now, here is Governor Tim Walz last week dropping out of the gubernatorial race. Mike Lindell, depending on the polls, either in first or second position. If there was not fraud, he would be the new governor, hands down. We're going to talk to him in a moment, give him the floor. And there's other big issues to get into. Totally vindicated on the election fraud. All as he said, we would know what we know today without Mike Lindell spending his entire fortune, $100 million, getting this out. And he's not upset, just like me. I have no money left anymore, just like he does. But we're rich when it comes to truth and justice, and we know we're going to save our country. That's what really matters at the end of the day. So we haven't given anything up. Actually, it was a blessing, in my view, to do this sacrifice. Oh, he agrees. But I'm certainly proud of him because he's been through hell. But here's a brief thing of Tampon Tim, who, again, is saying ICE is illegal and rise up against him, a true scumbag. But here he is dropping out of the race.
That'll take some questions.
Governor, did you make a decision to end your campaign by yourself, or did you receive pressure from Democratic allies?
This is a decision that I make and make with my family. And certainly, I think, as I said, it's the right decision. I'll note, I think it's appropriate we're here today. The war that's being waged against Minnesota, you're seeing it. We have a ridiculous surge of apparently 2,000 people not coordinating with us that are for a show of the cameras. I'm going to note to all of you, today is January 6th.
They won't work with the feds. They've ordered them not to.
The president of the United States led an insurrection against a fair election, to try and overturn that and, you know, report both sides of this. Well, he, you know, he said he really didn't, and courts convicted 400 of them, and he pardoned them. No, he did that. He did that, and that's today. And it's clear that we also saw today he implemented five states are being punished with a freezing of federal funds illegally that were appropriated by Congress, our tax dollars. And I find it interesting that Minnesota, California, Illinois, and New York were taking that. The interesting thing is...
All right, let's stop here. Well, guess what? Trump announced February 1st they're pulling all funding from leftist cities who are involved in human trafficking. All right, Mike Lindell, thanks for waiting while I went through all that. Very exciting. I'm looking at the polls. Despite the fact you entered the race late, you were at number three. Now you're number two or number one. This is so exciting. Let's talk about your gubernatorial run. As an example of populism, and they try to destroy you coming back. But regardless, larger picture, what's happening in Minnesota, the attacking the hotels, beating up innocent people, attacking journalists, the corporate media shutting it all down. Mike Lindell, give us the latest from the epicenter of the fight for this country right now, Minnesota.
Yeah, and last night, I've been doing an event almost every day with a debate with the other governors. Last night, I had to give a speech in southern Minnesota, and I brought up what's going on right now in Minnesota. I said the first thing I'd do as governor, ban Sharia law, bring back our flag, and then change these welfare programs. Obviously, you get the fraud out, which was $9 billion, maybe even more, and then take these programs and get rid of them. I have a replacement where you're using private sector money. I've been working on it 10 years, and you have to vet these programs. A lot of them aren't even worth having. They just people become dependent on them. It's all just giveaways. And then, Alex, I said, too, some of the biggest problems we have in Minnesota is our media. The Star and Tribune probably being one of the worst papers in the United States. They suppress the truth, and they magnify the lies, and they magnify our lying politicians. Waltz, the governor of Minneapolis, Spry, Keith Ellison, our attorney general, who attacks me every single day, by the way. And there are very simple solutions. You go back about 8 years ago, Black Lives Matter in Minnesota was a big thing. They were going after our state fair, but they did one thing I'll never forget. They blocked off our main 10-lane highway, five lanes on each side. They blocked them off, all these people for Black Lives Matter, these protesters, in the middle of a 5-lane highway on both sides. I couldn't get, my employees could not get to work from Minneapolis. We couldn't get our supplies. We basically had to shut down for 2 days, missing supplies and employees, or partially shut down. And I'm going, you know what? If it was me and a bunch of people out in the middle of the highway, you'd get arrested or run over. And it's a simple fix. What they're doing, this 3 days ago in Minneapolis, they had this black guy. He lived in this neighborhood, and he got out of his car, and he starts pushing people out of the way. I need to get to my family. This is disgusting. These protesters, you got to make laws that you can't protest in the middle of the road.
He had to pick his daughter up. He had to pick his daughter up from school. And these white liberals, guys, I have to play that clip. Pull up a black man in Minnesota, pushes left out of the way. And then they say, no, we're not leaving. They're going to stay then there for hours. And you said, no, you're not. I mean, and then they've blocked people in ambulances. They've done it all.
Yep. You got to make laws. You know, other states I've been to, they have protests, and you even get little permits if it's going to be a big protest. Or you protest over here. You don't commit other crimes like blocking off a road, or you got to make that crime one of the biggest. You know, if you want to protest the middle of the road, you're going to jail for a month. I mean, this is disgusting what they're doing. You're stopping ambulances, like you say, getting through people from getting to their families. I have a friend of mine that had to go down for very serious surgery at a hospital right in the middle of the city, Abbott Northwestern, and he was afraid to go down there. He had to change his appointment. These people, everybody's adjusting, that's the one I seen. There he is right there, you guys. He lives in that neighborhood. A lot of these protesters from out of state. They don't care. They're getting paid. It is horrific. our media in Minnesota is behind this. Or they're by either not telling the truth or not talking about what's really going on.
I was about to say, they're not showing. This has been going on now since Thursday night, a day after it happened. They go into main highways, block people for hours. They go into random hotels, start spitting and beating people up, and it's never on the national news. They act like there's all these angels, and then when they attack ICE with fireworks and beat them up, ICE got in a fight with protesters. No, they are assaulting. Yeah. Let's play the clip. You mentioned this man trying to get to his daughter. Here it is. Yep. You guys got the clip ready?
Disrupting traffic, idiots.
You know, that's something you never want to be late for, because I end up being late for a lot of things. I'm busy, but in my life, I've got four children, three are grown up now. But when you're picking them up at some sporting event, or you're picking them up at some, and then sometimes there's a wreck, you leave early because they get scared. You show up 10 minutes late, they're out there by themselves. You know, that's a panic feeling. You got to get to your daughter to pick her up. And then these people are in your way. It's like, it's physical. It's like, get out of my way.
No,
but it's not physical, because that's the left in general. They're all about getting in our way.
Yeah, you know, it's disgusting. And then you have our the mayor of Minneapolis, Fry, and our horrible governor saying, you know what, just go ahead, keep doing this, keep doing these protests. They're encouraging them. Our media up here is encouraging them. And you guys remember the summer of 2020. They burned down. They let the precinct in Minneapolis get burned down. They're encouraging this stuff, and it's disgusting. This governor should be held. Our governor should be held liable for all kinds of crimes, not just the fraud crime, which I believe they're going to uncover that he was a part of. That's my belief. But this has to stop. You got to start arresting these people. Alex, the other day, I got to work here in Minnesota, here at my factory. We're 30 miles from Minneapolis, MyPillow Corporate. And out in the middle of the street, they had followed this guy, this criminal that is illegal. It's here. ICE followed him. They got him out. It was right outside our door on the highway here. Five patrol cars or ICE or whatever. They're all out there in the road. Well, in my parking lot, on my private parking lot, right in front of our building by the front door, here these protesters are there already at 6:45 in the morning. This just went down. It's like they knew it was going to happen. My employees are coming in, and they're calling them racist. They're calling them fascist, Nazis, yelling at them. I get there, and I go, get out of here. You're going to all be arrested. Now, they listen to me, but they where do these guys come from at this 6:45 in the morning, 30 miles from Minneapolis? I mean,
well, let's be clear. They grabbed Maduro at 1:45 East. By 7 a.m., 6 hours later in New York, all the same signs, cities all over the country. We know now Soros funded literally thousands protesting hours later saying free Maduro. This is organized.
It's very organized, Alex. It's very organized, everybody. And I'll tell you, I look at it, though, that right now is the stuff that's going on here in Minnesota as a blessing, because this is going to – all this stuff is opening up, and they can't – our media here can't suppress it. It's getting – the word's getting out, these things that are going on with the fraud, with our criminal politicians here, and that's why running for governor, I think it's the perfect time. I mean, when I announced I was running was December 11th. None of this fraud had even come out in the news yet and all this other stuff. And so it's like, for me, having the solutions to all these problems, I can't wait to get in, Alex. I can't wait to win to get in, because some of it is such common sense.
Let's be clear. You're a great guy. You're smart in business. You're a comeback story. Everybody loves it. You're battle-hardened. You expose the election fraud. You're a hero. and this, the F you to the establishment, putting you in over the top of all these globalists and all the Somalis. It is just the perfect story. Trump, I know, is behind it. We've all got to get behind it. And now in the polls, many polls, you're the leader now that Tim dropped out. I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we get one shot at this. I've been telling everyone, you get one shot. These midterm elections, the most important election now in history. Each election really is, but this one, Minnesota has an opportunity. As we've been here, we've been the Trojan horse for Sharia law, this invasion in Minnesota, and we've just kind of, everyone just kind of sat back, even
calls
the Republicans,
to prayer, all of it,
as well. Yeah, we get they take our businesses, they wanted to shut down our lines. Cargill, it's based in Minnesota. And this goes back January 3rd of 2016. They ended up firing 200 Somalians because they wouldn't work. They wanted to shut down during their five times of prayer, shut down our work lines.
But it was worse than that. They were defecating in the hallways.
Yeah, they were doing a lot of terrible, horrible things. And in Minneapolis, they let, like our governor, the Christian churches, leave the mosques open. You play this horrible call to prayer. All over the buildings in Minneapolis. And I want to tell everybody something. They said it in Portland, this gal the other day, she says, oh, this is a really safe place now because there's nobody downtown. That's where we're at in Minneapolis. You took the protesters out. I went down there 2 weeks before Christmas, and it was just so sad. I used to have a store down there, and people are afraid to go down there, and plus they're buying everything online, and all these small businesses are going to be going under. Alex, I have a great plan for that. You know, I work with the great Rudy Giuliani, works with me at Lindell TV. Remember, he saved New York. He went in there and made it the safest place around, back in beating the crime and putting the precinct right in the middle of Times Square. When you went to New York, you felt safe. But I want to bring that back to Minneapolis, and I want to take and you got to make it safe. And then I got a great thing to do to bring back the where people will shop again by removing the sales tax. There, you got to get give them a reason to go physically shop again.
No, I agree, Mike Lindell. What we need is leadership. I cannot think of a better populist slam dunk than you. But you've announced for governor. You're already, depending on the poll, number one or number two. If we mitigate the election fraud, which looks like it's happening, definitely Minnesota, you're going to be the next governor. This is so exciting. I want to hear your take on all the other big issues and more. And you've got the biggest sale ever going right now at MyPillow.com. Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about that with the great trailblazer Mike Lindell. But first, to Kamala Harris and the left and the globalists and all who they want to impede America and shut us down, I say move, bitch. Get out the way. We'll be right back. Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So he listened to me very carefully. I don't want to be an insider. I don't want to be the establishment. I want to be the trailblazer. I want to be the game changer. I want to be the trendsetter. And I want to be around the people that are consistently right, are consistently honorable, consistently care about humanity. Because there's a lot of those people. And we need to stop putting lawyers in Congress, like 80% are lawyers. I'm not against lawyers in general, but give me a break. 10% of Congress be lawyers. It should be, as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said, farmers and engineers and pastors. And this is what we need. We need people that get the job done. You heard Mike Lindell say he gets in governor. He's going to go and get Giuliani, who already fixed New York. He's going to also go into corporate systems that really work to bring in management that actually helps the people. The globalists don't want to fix things. I got a clip I never got to yesterday of Bukele explaining. He gets into office and they come to him and they say, sir, we have a plan. The Americans taught us. I know the backstory on it. It's a Victor Zinsky plan. He goes, we can shut down crime right away, but we actually need crime to stay in power. And, you know, we actually use it and we can't get rid of it all right now. It actually makes us money. And he just said, you're arrested. And now they're super wealthy in just 4 years and basically have no crime. It's simple. It's called leadership. The people want the leadership. Bukele wins by 85%. They call him a fascist. He's the opposite. We need leadership, folks. This is done by design. People on average want good. So, Mike Lindell, I don't like to talk about yourself here, but people need to get behind you. You have this evil attorney general who's now been caught on tape. When the Somali fraud came out, Congress has the tape. It's come out in court cases saying, don't worry about the fraud. I'll cover it up. Just give me the money. And he gets all the campaign contributions. You had announced 48 hours before you were running, thinking about running for governor.
Yep.
I kind of jumped the gun and got you on and said, I'm thinking about it. He had already started an investigation against your Lindell Recovery Network just to demonize you. So the point is, this is a monster who is, and we know it's not just Somalis, they're the bag men. We know most of the money's going up the chain. So talk about the gubernatorial run, but talk about the Somali fraud and where you see this going. And if we don't see DOJ indictments of Ellison and of Tampon Tim and of Ilhan Omar, who we all know have been caught holding the bags, then I'm going to get really upset. But you have been, you've been very positive. You say your intel is a lot of stuff's coming and we're starting to see that actually happen.
Yeah, I think they've all got to go to prison. I mean, Ilhan Omar didn't go from 65,000 4 years ago to a net worth of over 36 million. And Keith Ellison has attacked me. Is it because I thought it was, well, probably because I'm running for governor, but this was even before then, because he's against my Christian network. I mean, he just wants it gone. He also wants my foundation gone, which is actually the prototype that I would use to replace all these welfare systems. It's an amazing platform, and this goes, it's very organized, his attack on me. And I do want to say, everybody, you know, I really believe I have the best solutions for these problems. Like I said, you got all these Somalis here. You have to ban Sharia law. You got to take away these welfare programs. And then, according to Kristi Noem, there's over 50% of them are here illegally anyway, and they've got to be deported. So you've got to put people in jail and deport the ones that aren't. But you got to go right to the top. You got to go to Keith Ellison.
He says he loves Antifa. He loves Antifa.
Yeah, I mean, he is horrible, Keith Ellison. What he's doing is so corrupt. The stuff that he's done, if you looked into his background and everything, it's unreal. But I know one thing, Alex, I do need help. Everything says, well, Mike, you know, it's next November. No, right now, I'm doing something that hasn't even been done before in politics for my campaign. And this is where we need help. It's MikeLindellGov.com. It's MikeLindellGov.com. There's a big thing, a straw poll that comes out on February 3rd. Now, do I need the GOP's endorsement? Everyone, you know, our primary isn't until August. So to get that would be great so you could get everyone else out of the field and then pour everything I have into the campaign. We have one shot at this. We have to win Minnesota. And this is a national thing. If you don't live here, I'll tell you what, everything I'm doing affects all.
Well, let's just be clear. It's an epicenter of their corruption, their money, their laundering up the top. It's $24 billion actually now. I know you talk to Trump a lot. He needs to endorse you early. He needs to explain the Republican Party.
He put a big shout out, everybody, but I want to explain that to everybody. When I told him I was running, it was 3 days before I announced, and I said I wanted him to know that I didn't go to him and say, hey, if you give me your endorsement, I'll run for governor. No, I wanted him to know and everybody to know. When I go into something, I'm 100% all in. And I'm 100% all in to win Minnesota and secure.
You didn't put a proviso in. You, like David, showed up to fight Goliath. I agree. But now he needs to endorse you early because this is late already. The fight is now. So when everybody needs to call Trump, they need to flood Truth Social, endorse Mike Lindell now publicly.
Yep. And I want to tell everybody, too, what I am going to do with, if you can donate to MikeLindellGov.com. I'm going to do something, Alex, that hasn't been done before. I was going to do it for the president.
Well, let's go slow. Go slow. I want to put the URL up. Is that MikeLindellGov?
.com. MikeLindellGov.com.
Mike Lindell, G-O-V, because I'm telling you, folks, you think Ventura being the governor was a sensation, or Schwarzenegger, all fakes? No. Mike Lindell as the government of Minnesota, he'll turn the state around. Oh, my God. It is so juicy. And it cuts off the Islamics. And he's got his Christian networks. They are so pissed at him, folks. This is the domino of real men and women running. But if you don't back him, I've been telling you, I smell victory. I smell it. Like when I endorsed Trump 10 years ago, I smell it. If we get behind you, it's like Field of Dreams. Build it, they will come. Get behind it, it will happen. So, Mike, say it again. We'll put the URL. Yeah. Mike Lindell, G-O-V.
MikeLindellGov.com, everybody. MikeLindellGov.com. Anything you can do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make half-hour infomercials that are going to educate everyone in Minnesota.
Let me interrupt you. I'm going to shut up. You gave up your $100 million fortune as the number one retailer in modern history, broke all the records, top seller in Walmart history. It's on record. They brag about it. You spent $100 million exposing fraud. They came at you. They defaulted you. The judges found you guilty. You didn't back down. You just keep winning. If people don't bet on, then you deserve slavery, folks. We need to back him. And I know Trump's got a lot going on. I want early endorsement because, like you said, it's happening out for you right now. I am all in. Start over.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, everybody, it's MikeLindellGov.com. And what I'm going to do is I think people know, you know, when we raise money for campaigns and stuff, they're going, they put out these 1 minute commercials and bashing the other people and stuff and showing the problems. But you don't have time in there to sell the solutions. Oh, I'm going to lower lower your health care. I'm going to help the economy. I'm going to help the teachers. I'm going to put specific things in a half hour infomercial to educate everyone on my exact plans. And they're, by the way, they're going to be up on MikeLindellGov.com. These solve problems. Problem, solution, and this is what it's going to solve them. And these are based on things that have worked, things that will work and that have worked. And to me, getting these people, there was 250,000 people in Minnesota that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 that didn't even bother to go out and vote in 2022. I'm going to spend every day, if I have to go door to door in Minnesota and say, hey, do you realize the importance of
this? You've proven it. You will spend every dime you've got to win, and you'll work 20 hours a day. If people don't back you, they're not backing themselves. It is a no-brainer. We need maximum push for you right now.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. And yes, everybody, it's MikeLindellGov.com. We need it now. This month of January.
The left has, the CIA put the Somalis there. They're targeting Ohio and Minnesota with the takedown. We're going to retake. They're trying to capture the flag of Minnesota. The main battle's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the tip of the spear. And I said it before 4 years ago, everybody, that Minnesota was the Trojan horse for this takeover. This is not even deep state globalists. This is Islamic. This is Islam. This is, you see what's happening in Texas. Over 100 mosques went up in just, I think, in the past year. But in Minnesota here, we've had to do it. Even in our education, our teachers, with them in the classroom, they can't teach. You have these students, and there's so much red tape and so much being correct not to remove them. And so the other students don't get held back.
And they do it on purpose. Here. They don't pray on the street in Muslim countries. They got 58 countries. They do it here. It's about pissing in our face, dominating us, planting the flag. It's all about exercising power.
Yep, absolutely. And the first thing I'll do as governor, you got to ban Sharia law. It's been done in many other states, and it's got to be done here.
They want to establish their law over us. We say that. We're saying you don't put your law in your own courts over us.
Exactly. You don't interfere with our Constitution because of your whatever you believe in, your beliefs. And so all these solutions I have, the only thing I need, I've told people, I won't win. I just need support. I need help. All my money went for the election across the country. And even during that time, one of my things is I'll be for the election platforms. With MyPillow, Everyone says, well, Mike, you know, look at my pillow. You had, you know, you owe this, you owe that, and this happened. Yeah, that was our own government attacking my pillow. And I, over the last year and a half, all I've done is keep that secure, keep balancing
that.
Yeah,
let's be clear. I love how they spin you staying in the fight and being an incredible fighter as if it's bad. Yeah. Let's be clear. That's why I love you so much. I love you before you ever came on. I've been through the same stuff. I've eaten the same concrete. I've been stabbed with the same daggers. And the fact is they cannot, the more we survive, the more they hate us. The more they hate Trump, the more they hate you, the more they hate me. And the point is that it is a success story of human resistance that despite all this, you have parlayed and the public supported you and you've still done it. And we even stronger as we lose a little bit of wealth we had. Let me guess, you're happier and stronger than you've ever been. And you got made fun of saying there was fraud 5 years ago. You've been totally vindicated.
It just came out, Alex, yesterday the Supreme Court ruled that $5 million challenge. Of course, the headlines were, Mike Lindell doesn't have to pay the money now with the Supreme Court. No, I was vindicated. It's all true. It's all true. And you know what I said last night in a speech?
Hold on. Talk about that first. You just got vindicated on the tell us that.
Yeah, that was the Supreme Court did not accept the $5 million challenge, which I won on appeal. The evidence was from the 2020 election when I had the big cyber symposium in the summer of 2021. That's when all the way through the courts and these guys were bringing it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not just going to look at it. This is you shouldn't be brought it to us. I mean, it was so that was a big thing. But you think it would be headlines on Fox News going, Mike Lindell vindicated. His evidence is true. But no, they don't talk about it. They don't talk about it. But you know what? My big vindication will be when we get to secure elections with paper ballots hand counted and to get rid of these electronic voting machines once and for all. But I will say this, I said last night, this is the big part of this, everybody. This is a spiritual battle of evil and good. It's much bigger than politics. It's way bigger. And I said last night at the Rose Garden, I said, when I did that speech at the Rose Garden, right before with the China virus, we all went into lockdown. I said, a nation had turned its back on God. We had taken God out of our schools. I said, we need to get back in our Bibles, back with our families, and pray for God's grace. And you know what? You could take Minnesota. That was it. What we did in Minnesota, what's happened here is horrific. We took God out of everything. What people might not know is Tim Walz, our governor, let a satanic statue be put right in the middle of the Capitol. And he said, we got to be fair. Fair to the devil? Disgusting, Alex. And he got an award for it, which still sits down there to this day. My first day will be a destruction of this. You've got to destroy the evil.
I totally agree. So the time we got left, it takes money to win wars. And we're not backed by Qatar or the Easter Bunny or any of that. We're backed by you. You've got a huge sale going, and it supports InfoWars as well, a win-win. Tell us about the sale right now.
Yeah, you guys, at MyPillow, what I hold here, this is my mattress toppers mattress made in the USA. They have over 10,000 comfort supports. I built these things to help you sleep, your body. And we have them all on sale for the lowest prices ever. And with that promo code, Alex, you can go to MyPillow.com/Alex. Free shipping on your entire order. Shipping's expensive. That's on myself and my employees. We got our mattresses on sale. They come right to your front door. I'm going to put a six-month money-back guarantee. You're going to love them. It's going to change your life. And a 10-year warranty. And there you've seen as you went by our new drink that I have. It's an anti-tire drink. No caffeine, no sugar. It's called Rev 7. I drink it all day long. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You don't have crashes. You don't have you're not jittery. It's just mental clarity. We all need that at this time. So you got good, great mental clarity while you're awake, and then you're getting the best sleep of your life. Change any bed into the best bed ever. There it is. It's this new anti-tire drink, you guys. You have to try it. It's new technology your body needs. There's BHB in there, and it's what your body needs. It's these ketones, and you guys just got to check it out. It's absolutely no sugar, no caffeine, no crash. You guys, it's a mental clarity you can't imagine. I just, you know, when these guys came to me, and I've been working on this 2 years now, that we've got it all. We got the shots in too, and you guys can get them. And what it is, you're just not tired. You know, we don't. You know, you
yeah,
don't get tired.
Just stimulant. It actually gives your cells what they need.
Yeah, you don't. You don't go. You don't go way up and come way down like I. You know, an energy drink should be all jittery. This is the main. That's why we call it the anti-tired.
Well, I'll be very clear to people, and I'm gonna tell the story briefly. Joseph Farah, back with the Western Journalism Center, like 15 years ago, whenever it was, they sued the Clintons and got their records from their foundation, not the Worldwide Pedophile Foundation, but their national foundation, their presidential library in Little Rock. The first meetings in 1993 when they get into the White House is, we've got these people making films about us. We've got online newsletters and conservative publishers. Conservatism and Christianity is the dominant force. We got to sue and IRS them. We got to shut down conservative media. It was small then, because if it grows, it'll create their own economy. If conservatives ever figure out that supporting this will grow a new economy, we're over. That's why they hate InfoWars. It's why they hate Mike Lindell. Yep. Self-funding, direct sales, great products. You love them. We put the truth out. We hire journalists like he's done, I've done. We battle them. This model happens. We win. We're promoting stuff that's popular. Our job's easy. That's why it is revolutionary act. You don't just get great mattresses and pillows and sheets and, you know, great natural healthy energy drinks. You don't just get great slippers and dog beds and all that. You literally are financing the second American Revolution. Take Thomas Jefferson. He got sent over during the war for a year to sell little American flags to the rich French for, you know, 10,000 times what they were worth. It was just a memento that he would sign, and they would give him the equivalent of like $1 million. They'd give him gold, silver that they'd send back to win the war. Just the French knew that, too. They were buying a memento. You're not buying a flag for 5,000 times what it's worth. You're getting a mattress that's great, that hires Americans at a super low price, that's wonderful, and funding revolution, where Mike Lindell, because he's just like me, I care about winning. I don't give a rat's ass about myself. It means nothing. I just want to stay in the fight. And they've put him in a corner. They put me in a corner. We're still fighting, but your support is so critical. Go to mypillow.com/Alex. We get a little bit of support from him. There's not much markups. We get a little bit. It helps keep us on air. It keeps him what he's doing. All of it. It's so critical. Do your shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Do your shopping at mypillow.com/Alex or call 800-675-4614. That's our own number. The great folks in Minnesota, Americans, will answer the call. They've got thousands of amazing products. Take action now. 800-675-4614. Use promo code Alex at checkout or go to mypillow.com/Alex. Mike Lindell, please continue.
Yes, and my employees appreciate, and you guys are supporting them. Made in the USA, and the people that answer, I'm going to be answering some of these calls downstairs at 800-875-4614. You're helping them with their jobs, and they're helping you. If you have any questions on the Made in the USA mattress, remember, it comes right to your front door, and it's free shipping on your entire order today. Promo code Alex. My employees appreciate, Alex, your show and everything you've done to keep my pillow going, because I need my pillow to be secure so that I can continue this fight to help save our country. This is what it's all about. You said it right. We need to it's a win. You're helping this great show, you're helping these employees, but you're helping yourself get the best sleep of your life. And with all the other products.
And you're exposing election fraud, and you're kicking the globalist out.
Yep. And I'm going to be able to put 100% of my efforts in to not only to win Governor Minnesota, but to change everything, change things. We have to change things. We're at a point in history. There is no tomorrow. This is it.
God gave us grace
for such a time as this, and this is it.
We are now at a tipping point. Guys, pull up Trump last week. He said it actually 2 weeks ago, too. He were at a tipping point. He's absolutely right. Talk about that tipping point, Mike.
Yeah, this is it. It's just, there's no, you know, when you talk about election, this is the most important election in history coming up. It can all be for naught. We've come so far. This is the best time in history to be alive. This is what's going to change everything. And I want people out there, don't get discouraged. Like I've told our president, I said, this is on God's timing, not our timing. We can all do our part. And some things that happen, you're going, oh, that's a terrible thing. But you know what? It might be meant to be, because God uses all things for good for those who believe. When we get to the great place I know we're going to get to, you're going to look back and say all this had to happen in order to get to that great place. The president now agrees with me, everybody. If he'd have been put in 4.5 years ago, if they'd have put him in on December 14th or January 6th, we would have lost our country forever, because we needed all these bad things and all these things to be revealed, or we were just getting boiled like frogs and it was going to be over. Right now, this is a blessing. All this stuff going on in Minnesota, it's going to open up. It's not just happening here. It's happening across our country. Some places more than others. Some places less than others. But this is exposing everything from crooked politicians to crooked welfare programs to Sharia law trying to invade our country. And it's all...
Well,
this
it's simple. You right are now a proven fighter, and I'm not kissing your ass. I see men that have proven themselves and they're winning. I'm just so thankful. I mean, I've committed everything to this. All I care about is beating these people because they are evil. They deserve it. And Trump is so much hardcore now. He's moving so fast now. Like you said, so much is about to happen. It's already happening. Don't be black-pilled, folks. Be white-pilled, but be engaged. Here's Trump talking about the tipping point we're at right now.
You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing.
And she was the ruling party that did genocide, and we saved her. We shouldn't have. So, yeah, call it out. Get hardcore. Trump is getting so hardcore. I got a bunch of examples. And for Mike Lindell leaves us, Mike, closing comments, we love you. If people don't get your products that are already so insanely low priced, that are already so great, they're insane. I mean, it's time, folks, to bet on the people that bet on you, to bet on the thoroughbreds that are battle hardened. We have a major veteran in the fight here. We love you, Mike.
Well, thank you. And everybody, get those mattresses, those mattress toppers. Take advantage of the free shipping with promo code Alex. Go to mypillow.com/Alex. You guys, we do have we have hundreds and hundreds of products from our towels. We got our 6-piece towel sets. You got our new anti-tire drink. You've got blankets. We put it all on sale because we count on you and you count on us to get all these great products and use that promo code and call my reps right down. I'm going to take some calls downstairs, everybody. I love talking, going back and talking to the people. 800-675-4614. And there it is. I mean, you got our original My Pillows on there for $14.95. Made in the USA socks.
I love those. Coffee. I love your socks.
Yeah, and we got the coffee, the best coffee you'll ever have in history, the My Coffee. We've got all these things, and you guys, and then there's MyStore.com, over 1,000 entrepreneurs there where you can also use promo code Alex. They have all made in the USA products, but all of that, you guys, supporting MyPillow lets me go out and put 100% all in to run for governor. I do need your support there, MikeLindellGov.com. It's MikeLindellGov.com. Alex, I can't thank you enough. You're a hero to this country. You're helping save and do everything you can, and you've given it all, and I respect you, and I love you, Alex. You guys, you're so awesome.
I love
awesome.
You too,
thank
Mike.
You.
We're two brothers. God bless you. Get back to work. We love you, Mike. Take care.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO-type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy. in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.